This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets has apparently expired. That's despite objections from the United States. Iran on Sunday heralded the end of the arms embargo, a momentous day for the international community, and defiance of the U.S. regime's effort. The Trump administration, meanwhile, has insisted it's reinvoked all U.N. sanctions on Iran via a clause in the nuclear deal it withdrew from in 2018. But that's a claim ignored by the rest of the world. It's not clear what weapons Iran could buy, though, as it still faces crushing American sanctions. The streets of Paris in eight cities in France emptied on Saturday night as people were trying to stay home. The move is to stem a second wave of coronavirus that caused a record daily number of infections in the country. French President Emmanuel Macron last week ordered nightly curfews in cities where the coronavirus was the most active. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel is urging Germans to come together like they did in the spring to slow the spread of the virus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
New restrictions have gone into effect in several European nations in an effort to staunch the resurgence of the pandemic, the German Chancellor saying difficult months are ahead. How the winter will be, how our Christmas will be, will depend on everyone's behaviour, she says. While in Paris and eight other French cities, restaurants, bars, movie theatres and other establishments were being forced to close no later than 9 p.m. to try to reduce contact between people. The country is deploying 12,000 extra police officers to enforce the new rules. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia's second-largest city, Melbourne, has loosened lockdown restrictions as new and active COVID-19 cases continue to decline. From midnight Sunday, Melbourne residents will no longer face limits on the time they can spend away from their homes for education or recreation. Previous restrictions allowing Melbourneians to travel only 3 miles from home will increase at midnight to 15 miles. Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people from two households will be allowed, and golf and tennis can resume. Victoria State reported only two new cases of COVID-19 Sunday and no deaths. The rolling 14-day average of cases dropped to 8. That's the lowest in 4 months, and regulations will be further loosened on November 2nd. With a partial reopening of shops, bars, and restaurants. A day after winning a second term in a landslide victory, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she sees the election result as an endorsement of her government's efforts to stamp out the coronavirus and reboot the economy. Speaking at a cafe near her Auckland home, Ardern says she expects to form a new government within 3 weeks and to prioritize work on the virus response. Her popularity soared earlier this year after she led a successful effort to halt the spread of the virus by implementing a strict lockdown in late March. Her Liberal Labor Party got 49% of the vote, crushing the Conservative National Party, which got 27%. Ardern says the margin of the victory exceeded their expectations. Armenia now says that hours into a newly brokered humanitarian peace agreement, Azerbaijan violated that by firing artillery shells and rockets early Sunday, but the Azerbaijan says the same. Multiple news agencies report that the attacks occurred just minutes after the truce went into effect at 2000 GMT. A week ago, Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to another ceasefire mediated by Russia, but both then accused each other of violating the deal. A suspect shot dead by French police after the beheading of a history teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Chechen refugee who was unknown to intelligence services. And U.S. President Donald Trump has made a late reelection pitch to voters Saturday in Michigan and Wisconsin, states that were instrumental to his 2016 victory. He's facing headwinds not only in national polling, which shows Democrat Joe Biden leading, but also in battleground surveys. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the Chinese government is warning Washington it may detain Americans in China in response to the Justice Department's prosecution of Chinese military-affiliated scholars. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.